Welcome to KMXT's Talk of the Rock, our local community affairs program, where we explore issues and organizations related to our community. Talk of the Rock is hosted by members of the KMXT news team.
All right, and thank you for joining us on this week's Talk of the Rock. I am your host, Jared Griffin, again this week. And so COVID is changing everything, and unfortunately it has changed Crab Fest for us, a really huge thing. So I have, from the chamber, I have Sarah Phillips and Jenna Lomaster here to talk and walk us through all of the really big and dynamic and complex the whole apparatus is changing. So we're gonna kind of walk through that and talk about what that's going to look like. I'm excited for it. I'm excited for the TikTok virtual dance off. I just might do something with that. But so welcome Sarah and welcome Jenna.
Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. All right, so well, let's just jump into it.
Yeah, let's do it. There's a lot to get into.
Let's get into it. All right.
As you said, COVID has changed the way that we do business, the way that we do events, the way that we do everything. So obviously, Crab Fest got impacted this year. So the first things first, everybody is so curious, how in the heck is it that we can offer vendors at all this year?
Right? Exactly. Yes.
Exactly. So we're not going to have that traditional midway down on the harbor. We just don't have permission for that. There's just too much social gathering that gets to happen there. So we're going to make kind of a drive-through Crab Festival where all of our vendors and booths are scattered throughout town. So we'll still have food. I know everybody was worried. They wanted their food. Right. Everybody wants their food.
That's the number one reason.
Well, we've got the food. So our food businesses are considered essential, so there's really no reason that we shouldn't see our food vendors be able to participate, really regardless of where we are. So we should be able to bring you food one way or another.
And these are mostly our local food vendors, and we don't have anybody off-island coming in, do we?
We do have. So far, I've received word from Alaska Soda Jerk that they should be coming.
No way, really? Oh, crowd favorite.
I know, exactly. So as long as the ferry schedule works out, they should be here to join us. They'll be down. They'll be one of the few booths that is down at the harbor.
Oh, okay. That's, so still at the harbor.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So we have permission to have just a couple out there. Again, remembering that we just can't have big social gatherings right now. So, yes, we should have still just a few booths down at the harbor. Alaskan Soda Jerk should be one of them. We're still trying to see if Kettle Corn is going to make it.
Okay.
But they're pretty determined to at least get us some Kettle Corn. So they're going to explore some shipping options if they can't make it.
Oh, okay.
Everybody's getting really creative, man. I'm proud of our vendors.
Right. I think you have to be. I mean, these vendors. I mean, this is their gig. This is what they do.
Exactly. And so, for so many of our vendors, nonprofits and for profits alike, CrabFest is kind of their moneymaker for the year. This is really what is going to make it so that they can come back year after year. We are still working to try and get some of the wood carvers on the island, and nothing is guaranteed yet, but we're fiddling with that. We're trying to see how we can make that work. But really, we're just going to have vendors scattered all over town. So everybody be on the lookout for that Crab Festival handout that comes in the Kodiak Daily Mirror, the insert that they mail to you. And instead of the Midway map, we're going to have a map of Kodiak where you can find all your vendors.
Is there going to be special signage like on the side of the road that
we just ordered some signs. Hopefully they come in before Crab Festival, but we do have some signs that do say that they're a Crab Fest vendor, so people can be on the lookout for those signs. They can use the map, they can call the chamber. We have all sorts of ways. The chamber is going to be Crab Festival headquarters this year. And so if you don't know where the chamber is, we are downtown at the ferry office and the Visitors Information Center. So we will be there. Staff will be there to answer any of your questions. If you are just dying for any sort of food that's listed on the map. I really want to say specific vendor names, but I don't want to call them out before I have confirmation.
Sure.
I don't want to be mean to them. So,
and is it too late for vendors to sign up?
It's not. No, okay. They can sign up right now on our website, www.kodiakcrabfest.com.
Have you had any new vendors taking a chance this year? Or
yeah.
Oh, really?
So really what's happening is we haven't talked at all about this virtual component. And so locals are not necessarily going to see a huge new offering of Crabfest vendors. There's no question there. But what we will have available is the live streaming. We haven't talked about that. So if you have a Facebook or a YouTube account, you'll be able to join us directly. You can watch us in real time as we celebrate Crab Festival. So we'll have the vendor booth set up, but then we're also going to have the virtual celebration going on the entire time. So if you log into Facebook or YouTube, we'll have a whole schedule of events just like we do for Crab Festival. So again, in that insert that the Kodiak Daily Mirror sends out, and on our website, we'll have the full schedule of events. So you can see when you want to tune in for different things. Is it the Fisherman's Memorial that you really want to be a part of but don't feel comfortable going out? We'll be streaming it. Is it the parade? Which we'll get to that. That's
oh,
a
yes.
whole separate thing.
That's interesting.
We'll also be streaming the parade, where we also have confirmation that the art show is going virtual this year. Mm-hmm. And that some of those art pieces that you would typically be able to see in the gallery, those are going to be offered around town at our businesses and our vendors. So you'll still be able to see that art in person, but you'll get to take part in the networking and really the energy that goes on at the art show just virtually. And so we'll have all sorts of events. We'll have our vendors that maybe couldn't make it on the island, or some of our local vendors here that want to have a little bit more of a global outreach. We're going to be offering segments to them. So we're offering 15-minute segments for people to present their information, sell their product, explain their causes, ask for donations, whatever it is. There is room for everyone.
That's really interesting. How did you, are you creating this from scratch?
Yes.
Or are there like similar kind of, you know, Crab Fest kind of events around the nation that, are we pioneers here?
I like to think we're pioneers.
Okay.
I can't claim total credit for original ideas. I was actually inspired. Jack Johnson always does a concert out in Hawaii that's a couple day festival, a music festival, and that festival usually happens right about when COVID started to get really bad.
Oh.
At the very beginning. And so he did this where he invited all the musicians that would have been playing and some of the vendors that would have been selling their merchandise. He invited them to come on to this virtual platform and anyone could tune in for free to watch it and enjoy it. You know, I certainly have never gotten to go to that Hawaiian music festival, right? But I sure wanted to.
Next best thing.
Exactly. Next best thing. So this was the way that I got to experience that. And I know that tons of people are nostalgic for Kodiak, the people that have lived here before, the people who have always wanted to visit or maybe even had vacation plans and canceled them this year. So this is a way for us to reach out to all those people and say, hey, we know you love Crab Festival. Sorry you don't get to be with us. Come join us virtually. And so that just brings it right back to your question to me about, do we have any new vendors this year? And the answer to that is yes, because we'll have some of our local businesses here in town getting on that national platform to showcase those special Alaskan goods that they sell specifically at their store that they can ship worldwide.
Are you are you advertising or marketing this off island, or is this you're just kind of relying on, you know, people's individual networks and the community network?
We are absolutely pushing this off island. We have some social media campaigns that we're pushing off the island. You can do some pretty amazing things with social media.
You certainly can.
So we can actually find some people that are interested in Kodiak on social media and push things there. We've reached out to a couple of national news outlets, and we're trying to get our little island to trend. You know, even though we're the second biggest island, we're still a small island community. And what we're doing here is pretty impressive for the resources that we have. So we think we've got a pretty solid story to get some global attention.
So we've got local vendors. We've got food coming in. We've got vendors can schedule 15-minute segments to kind of pitch their wares to the world.
Exactly.
Okay, what else? I know you've got tons more. This is exciting.
The parade. We're still having the parade.
A parade, a virtual parade,
we're doing both.
IRL.
So what we're doing, reverse parades have been very common. Whether you think you've heard of reverse parades or not, I'm almost certain you have.
I have never heard of a reverse parade.
Have you heard about these people doing the drive-by birthday parades?
Oh, okay. That's a reverse.
You've officially heard of a reverse parade. Exactly. So the reverse parade, the way it's going to work is we're going to be on the same typical parade route. So anyone wanting to be a spectator in the parade, they actually need to line up in the parking lot of the elementary school there on Powell.
Oh, Main. Okay.
Yes, on Main Elementary in that parking lot, they can line up. And the parade is actually going to be parked on Mill Bay Road.
Okay.
So any of our parade participants, the floats, the musicians, Jenna, you'll have to help confirm. I think that we have our the elementary school that hands out books. I think that they have already signed up. Yes,
they are confirmed.
Exactly. So those books that the kids look forward to each year, they're still going to be handed out to each vehicle that drives past.
Are there still going to be people on unicycles?
You know, they're going to have to get creative. Every booth, every float is going to have a little area that they can set up in and do with as they will, because naturally we live in a world of social distancing. So we want to make sure that they can socially distance and stay safe to the best of their abilities. And then all of our spectators, they're just going to drive by. And we've got lots and lots of help from the Kiwanis Club, the Lions Club, and of course our tried and true Kodiak Police Department are all going to be helping us with traffic management so that we don't have any oopsie accidents.
Right. And so just to clarify, we're lining up in our cars.
Exactly. Thank you.
And oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So don't feel like you're going to miss any performances or anything like that, because we'll have checkpoints to make sure that you get to watch a complete song or performance, whatever it is. Get your books, get your candy, all that kind of stuff.
It's okay. So I'm an English teacher, so huge nerd. And this is just like the cycle plays in medieval England.
Ooh.
Where they would in each like wagon, they would do like a scene from a play, and people would line up and they would walk by. So, and it was because in response to the plague, you didn't want to smash all these people into one. Well, back then it was a church. You didn't want to smash them into a church to watch a play. You went outside and then just kind of, it was like a reverse kind of parade.
Man.
So yeah, it's
a long history of this.
History.
I love that. What is it? History always comes around, right?
It does. Yes. Especially when there's a plague. Can't help it. Yeah.
So, yep, we'll have the parade. We're going to have those vendors. We're going to have our streaming. Now, there's a lot of organizations that love to do events during Crab Festival, right, whether it's a dance or a play, a performance. We would just encourage them to reach out to us. They do not have to pay for their entertainment slot during Crab Festival. And we have all sorts of ways that they can do this electronically, that we can help them. Technology requirements, if you are concerned, don't be. It is so, so simple. Jen, I had you do it with me the other day. What all did you have to do to participate?
I had to click a link and sign in who I was, and that was it.
And there it is.
So it's pretty simple.
Okay.
All
right.
You have a mobile device, your desktop, somewhere where you can stream.
Exactly. So for those vendors, that is as detailed as it has to get. And if you just want to tune in, if you just want to watch Crab Festival happening, Jenna, how complicated is it?
Very simple.
Yeah, all they have to do is log into Facebook or YouTube and find Kodiak Crab Festival.
So what are you, what are you hoping for in terms of weather? Because if the weather's really nice, you know, everybody will want to come out and do the parade and visit the vendors. And then are you expecting them to, like, go home and then, you know, watch performances?
Now, that's the beauty of having CrabFest virtually, because we're recording it all.
It's
all going to be available regardless of the weather. So this will be the one and only Crab Festival where weather does not matter.
Well, but for future, I mean, I'm sure you are not thinking about next year's Crab Fest right now. But I mean, it certainly sounds like there might be some elements, if weather does turn nasty, for future Crab Fest, that you would be able to plug in some of these things.
Yeah, absolutely. We could potentially use these platforms in the future if we needed to. Naturally, we hope a plague is never the reason that this happens again. Yeah, absolutely. Again, things like the Fisherman's Memorial, that's such an impactful, moving ceremony to participate in. We should always be sharing that with the world.
Mm-hmm. And they sent out, I think, some details, or you sent out details about what that that's going to look like. It's still going to be outside,
yes.
And you can still go in person, but there's going to be places,
exactly.
Or specially designated places for people to stand.
Exactly.
But the program is essentially the same, right?
It is. We have fewer speakers than what have happened in the years past. Now, I just said we. This is not a chamber event. I want to be clear. It's the Fishermen's Wives Association.
Thank
They're
you.
The
yes.
ones that
yes.
do this every year. And there's going to be fewer speakers so that we can obviously limit how many people are touching and putting their mouths on a microphone.
Right.
But really, essentially, it will be very similar, just fewer presenters. We won't be losing any of the most important reasons as to why that ceremony is held each year.
Well, that's good. I know there is some concern. Yeah. So that's really good news.
Yeah. We'll actually have the road blocked off so that we have plenty of room for people to spread out. Now, I know another big one is the rides.
Yes. Yes.
Everybody says, well, what about the rides? I know. That's a big component.
The adults who have kids complain about that. The mantra has pretty much become, just borrow a kayak and just, you know.
And so go do something. To that point, we have brought rides to Crab Festival.
All right. What do we got?
Because we will be raffling off a four-wheeler and a paddleboard.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Yeah, so they will have to buy raffle tickets. We don't have all the final details worked out, but on Monday of next week, we'll release all the details. So you can call the chamber or you can log on to our website. But we do officially have those rides for Crab Fest that we're giving away.
So win the four-wheeler and
exactly.
there's your ride.
Exactly. So you have a chance to win that four-wheeler or that paddleboard. So we have Kodiak rides.
And are some of the other physical contests, marathons, races, things like that. Where are we at there?
So we haven't heard official word from anyone that typically registers to run those events. As you know, the chamber is not typically the one that runs these. People just submit their events to us and we post them on the schedule. So we have not heard of any official happenings in that capacity. So we did go ahead and create our own little virtual run and walk. And Jenna has worked so hard to set this up. If you want to take it away, Jenna, and tell them what they can expect.
Yeah, so we kicked this off yesterday, and it's going to be going through the end of Crab Fest, which is August 23rd. And at 5 o'clock, we will announce some winners, which I'll get into. But essentially, anyone can participate from anywhere, whether it's Kodiak, all the way in New York, all the way in South America, wherever they are, they can still participate. It's a virtual run or walk. You log in, you sign up, you can pledge what you would like to walk. So we have really easy increments of like 10, 25, 75, 150, and they can always be modified. So if you hit that 150 mile goal, you can go in and do another 150 miles if you feel so inclined. But you go in and you register, you pick what you want to register for. And from there, you go out and walk. You can sync it with your Fitbit, with your iPhone, your Garmin, your Android devices, your Samsung devices. It syncs. It monitors your steps, which get converted into miles. And we're kind of our overall goal that we're doing is to walk the circumference of Kodiak 275 times, which is about 266 miles, I think, once around.
Okay, like the coastline?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I love it. Oh my gosh.
I think our final number, I don't have it in front of me, unfortunately, is like 73,500 accumulative miles for everyone to join in and hit this goal.
Wow.
So it should be this awesome teamwork fueled event where everyone from across the world comes together to walk Kodiak. And we've got prizes too.
Yeah. So we have, you know, very, like, the more people that come and sign up for it, you can be sponsored by all of your friends. In that way, so it can get competitive with other family members, other friends. But basically, whoever is the top individual fundraiser will win 2 Alaska Airlines tickets.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the top finisher who has taken the most steps throughout the entire challenge will go home with an Outdoor Lovers prize package.
Okay.
And we are still building on that, but guaranteed it will be worth at least $500.
Okay. Yeah.
And then we're also doing weekly prizes. So if you don't start this week, you decide to start next week or even 3 weeks from now, we will have a weekly prize drawing so that, you know, everyone has a chance to win, even though you didn't start the first week, mm-hmm. so that you're at any disadvantage if you feel that way. But it gives more people more chances to win. And if you actually have a Facebook page event for it. So if you go into the event and you share a photo of you out and about, you get an extra entry into your weekly prize drawing.
Okay.
So depending when you post your photo, your photo will go into that week's drawing for that week when you post your photo.
That's right. So this virtual run walk is not about how fast somebody can complete it, but who can do the most.
Okay.
Yeah.
And raise the most money.
Yeah, raise the most money and take the most steps.
Okay.
They're individual competitions. So just because you're not raising the most amount of money or just because you're not taking the most amount of steps doesn't mean you can win one or the other. And you're always qualified for those weekly prize giveaways. And we have to mention, we are so lucky on this. Healthy Kodiak has sponsored this event so that it can be available to Kodiak. And honestly, we wouldn't be able to do this without them. They kind of fronted us the money to be able to have this platform so that it was easy for everyone to do. Their commitment to making sure that we have both a healthy physical population as well as a healthy economic population has really been humbling.
So we got a few minutes. We still have a few minutes left. So let's talk about money. Has this typically been a fundraiser for the chamber? And what does that look like this year for you? Because it sounds like you're giving away a whole lot of things.
You're absolutely right. This actually makes up about 50% of our budget.
Oh,
every
goodness.
Year.
Oh,
Crab
wow.
Festival does. And I can tell you that it's going to, we are not making the money that we typically do, which is why we are relying on fundraisers from the virtual run and the walk, as well as those raffles. We will be selling tickets for that. So please help support the business community by doing that. I know that we can't go too far into that, but yes, this is a huge impact on our budget. We want to be able to continue offering the services that the chamber does offer. And we're not closing our doors. I can tell you that. we will weather this storm. But this This has hurt over 50% of our budget. So please buy your Crab Festival gear. We have merchandise available online too at our www.kodiakcrabfest.com. That website is going to take you everywhere that you need, whether it's merchandise, whether it's the schedule of events, whether it's finding out the map with our vendors, the streaming schedule, the parade information, signing up as a vendor, or participating in our virtual run, walk, or our raffle. It's got it all.
When is the last day, you know, the final cutoff day that a vendor or anybody can say, hey, I want to do something?
Oh, gosh, I don't have our vendor deadline, do you?
So our vendor deadline is August 5th.
Okay, all right.
So we have some time still.
Couple weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's August 5th for the deadline of the vendors. If you want to be in the parade, the deadline is August 21st, which is Friday, day before. So just let us know sooner than later would be great. But if you like last-minute entry, we will, of course, welcome you with open arms. And then for the virtual run and walk, you can register literally that day for the last bit of it. Okay. So, which will end on the 23rd.
Yep.
So lots of options for everybody.
Yeah.
Is there anything specifically for kids?
We are still working on it. Okay. We're definitely going to have giveaways. I know Discover Kodiak always does their coloring contest, which is a lot of fun for the kids. We're going to work on scavenger hunts. And I know at the top of the hour you mentioned TikTok. We're going to have TikTok competitions.
Oh, yes, the TikTok.
That's right. We know that our kids are on TikTok now. So we will have kids-specific TikTok competitions, whether it's dance-offs, whether it's funniest videos, whatever it's going to be. Again, check out that website. We're going to find lots of ways to get the kids involved. We have to settle on our vendors first.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Okay, so we have maybe just about a minute or so left. Let's go back over some of these big details.
Sure.
When is this going down?
This is August 19th through the 23rd.
And when will all this information is already available, but the schedule is not nailed down just yet?
Right. We really need to get people to register as vendors or entertainers on our website, and then we'll have our schedule of events hopefully nailed down about a week and a half prior to the event.
And if any entertainer has an idea, they should just come and talk to you.
Exactly.
And the vendor has an idea, come and talk to you.
Exactly. They can call us at 907-486-5557. They can email us at chamber@kodiak.org, or they can reach out to us on the website.
Great. And then when is the insert coming out? Probably that week?
Yeah, they usually do it early in the week so that everyone has time to put it in a special place but not lose it.
And we'll also make sure to send out an email blast and post it on social media for the virtual component of it as well for everybody.
All right, so just a few seconds left. Give us your final pitch. What do you need from us, and how stoked are you for
instead
this?
Instead of saying what we need, I want to thank the community. I want to say thank you for being willing to accept some new variations. It was so important to us that Crab Festival happened in some capacity, one way or another. And we just want to thank everyone who's given us such an outpouring of support. Just thank you. That means the world to us. We really went out on a limb. We did not know how this was going to go. So we appreciate your support, both verbally and, again, if you want to support us financially, please.
Well, the schedule sounds fantastic, and I'm really excited to see, you know, how this turns out. I think the community is going to really turn out for this.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thanks again to my guests, Sarah Phillips and Jenna Lowmaster from the Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for stopping by and going over. Oh my gosh, so much going on for Crab Fest. Thanks.
Thank you.
We'll talk. Bye.